Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the first ever edition of the Warrior, the Vince in the Bay version of your Warriors recap. This is my flagship show for the time being. I've discontinued disorderly conduct, and now, save for a few of shows like these, covering Warriors basketball, I'm probably not going to be bringing my full show back for a while. So if you're for a troll-a-thon, you're going to have to what else. But anyhoot, thank you Chef Bone RD and Jay Geronimo for joining me. I'm Patriot Gregging. Okay, no problem. Let me take care of that. Let me bring on my guest. I think this is Trapped in Golden State. Welcome, Trapped in Golden State. Are you there?
That's me. Thanks for having me, man. I didn't realize I was on the inaugural show.
On the what?
The inaugural Warriors recap show.
Yeah, this is my first try at it. I just had the bright idea this morning, so I thought, what the fuck, why not? Because I'm not paying for this. Do I sound okay to you?
Yeah, you just came through, sounding good.
Okay, good. I discontinued my paying for this service, so I'm going to be doing it for free, and they only give you a half hour free. So this is going to be a quick episode. Let's get straight to it, man. Really quick, tell us who you are and what your background is and how you relate to the Warriors.
Well, I've been 33 years old and probably been a Warrior fan as long as I can remember, so that probably puts me right around 29 years. Witnessed a lot of heartache, which is where Trapped in Golden State comes from. And a couple of years ago, I started a blog. That's where by the name Trapped in Golden State. And since then, I've kind of gone away from that a little bit, even though I need to get back, because I've got a little community on Facebook, 5,000 people that are interacting quite regularly. And I'm also a graphic designer, so I've got T-shirts out and more coming. You may have seen the Dove City designs I've been putting out there.
Oh, I love them. I love them. I want one. I want one for sure.
I got one for you for sure, man. I appreciate the love.
All right, great. Let's get right to it. Tonight's game versus the Pelicans. What are your initial thoughts?
Shock and awe. I mean, I went in with such low expectations. I guess I could only be, I can only be happy about this game because with Bogut out, Iguodala out, no bench to begin with, anything is something to look positively on. So I was shocked to come away with a win. Even when we were up 15 at one point, it was like, yeah, there's no way they can hold this on. They've been blowing it. At home the last few nights, I was there and watched those two collapses at Oracle over the weekend and last week. So, I couldn't believe Jermaine O'Neal. Who saw that coming? If you tell me you saw that coming, I'll tell you you're a liar.
No way. I thought he would at best put in some solid minutes holding down the middle on D and maybe get a few scrap buckets, but I didn't. If you told me 18 points and player of the game, I would have said no way.
Yeah, it was crazy. So I'm really happy just to be able to put one up in the win column because I was fully prepared for a four game losing streak going in tonight.
And Jermaine O'Neal said it best. He said it in the press conference when he was or in the locker room. He said, if we want to be a championship team, we cannot lose three games in a row. And he's right. And he's been around long enough to figure that out. And I think that was an inspirational performance from him, no doubt.
For sure. And to hear someone on this team say they expect to be competing for a championship is just such a change. I don't even have the words to even discuss being a contender. I'll believe it when I see it. You see flashes, but flashes don't take you all the way, So as the season goes on and everybody gets healthy, I believe they have a puncher's chance at it. But I believe they're still building towards that, not, on that level quite yet.
Right. And so tonight, Jermaine O'Neal came out with the start, hanging in. He was playing for Bogut, who's out on suspension. The Warriors were also short Iguodala. And people like O'Neal, Draymond Green, and others really stepped it up tonight. Green really wasn't clicking on offense, but he was like the spark plug on defense, especially in the third – what was it, the third quarter – when they came out so flat.
Yeah. And three steals and three blocks. I mean, he was the game changer because as we were giving it back, he was the guy that was keeping us floating, Jermaine couldn't do it for all 48 minutes, Clay and Steph played 42 apiece, I think. And obviously you can't play Jermaine O'Neal those kind of minutes. So no one else on the bench gave us. So that was awesome to see him just being a beast out there.
Yeah, and it was nice to see Nedovic in the lineup in a Warriors uniform tonight too.
Yeah, good old number eight, man. Who would have thought?
I think he had a nice pass in there somewhere. I'm really excited to see him play though. I want to see that explosiveness I've seen in highlight reels.
that he is a YouTube superstar. I'm tempering my expectations for the young kid coming over for Europe. You know, the whole European Derrick Rose thing got people excited for the wrong reasons. You know, I mean, a lot of people, there's a lot of and-one guys that put up great YouTube videos, but got a long way to go. But he seems to be confident. And he's got some skills. So, yeah, we actually kind of need him to develop because, you know, a backup point guard is such a big question mark for us.
Yeah,
you know, with
we don't have
the
Jared
injury.
Jared Jack isn't there anymore.
Yeah. And the Tony Douglas injury, you know, that leaves a huge, huge gap that, you know, there could be a gap there even with Tony Douglas. And as long as Iguodala is healthy, the loss of Jarrett Jack to me has been overstated.
Yeah, I agree. This is a different team. This is a better team than last year.
For sure. And, you know, everybody who thinks we took a step back, but, you know, it's to me that's a ridiculous notion because how do you take a step back when you added a legitimate piece to a championship
team? Oh, yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
If you need Jarrett Jack to win a championship, you're not going to win a championship, you know? So we're moving in the right direction. I don't care what anybody crying about. Oh, Landry, even though Landry's not, he's out this year too. So
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, no, this team is way better. They just need to gel. They just need the chemistry to get into place and ramp it up to speed.
Yeah, exactly. They need everybody healthy, which is always seems like an impossible task with the Golden State Warriors. But, you know, I believe we'll get there one of these days. We got, again, if we're relying on guys like, you know, if it's a Jarrett Jack or if we're relying on Jermaine O'Neal to do this again, we're screwed. But, you know, we definitely have the pieces in place that, you know, they're one big move away from being contenders year in, year out, not just having a shot at it, you know.
Oh, I think they're there now. I really do. I think they just need time. They need this. They need to be healthy, and they need time together on the court. And I think they can achieve way more than they did last year. Last year's team was an overachieving team. This year's team has expectations, and I think if everybody gets up to speed and healthy, I think they're going to be okay by the end of the year.
For sure. I mean, they're not deep enough to do it without all their starters healthy. They need the top six guys. And, you know, if you've got those top six guys who are, you can kind of mix and match, you know, Clay and Barnes and Iguodala, they can all switch positions. So if you got them all healthy, it's pretty easy to fill out the bench. And Green coming off the bench can play multiple positions. Bazemore, if he shows a pulse, you know, if he comes around a little bit, he can defend multiple positions. So yeah, they're very versatile, as long as everybody's healthy.
Yeah. Let's talk about Klay Thompson. I think the top three players tonight were probably Jermaine O'Neal, Draymond Green, and Klay Thompson. What did you think of Klay's performance tonight?
There was one instance where he brought back the Klay ups. I don't know if you see me on Twitter, but Klay up is a term that I kind of coined last year, where he's a more dead eye shooter from 28 feet than he is from two for some reason. But you know, sometimes he doesn't take it strong. But overall, I mean, he played great. I'm surprised he only shot 50% from the line, but I've been really happy with him all season long. He's been consistent. He's, for a minute, he was every other day Klay, but even when he's playing bad, he really helps the team because he spaces the floor. He's not taking bad shots, you know, and that's all you really need of him because you know the shots are going to start falling. He just needs to keep firing.
No doubt. And Klay is, you know, he's coming into his own now, and we're starting to see what his real potential being fulfilled. We had also Harrison Barnes looked okay tonight at times. He again is another person that's trying to get up back up to speed. And even Jermaine O'Neal, he's recovering from an injury. I mean, even the guys that they have filling in are hurt.
Yeah, the Warriors' reporting of injuries is so confusing. I mean, I know O'Neal had to play tonight, but it's strange when they say, oh, guy's coming back next week, and you kind of know that that's not going to happen. And then there's a case like Jermaine O'Neal where, oh, it's going to be at least 2 weeks and he's back in a week, you know, and playing his best game of the season to boot, you know?
Yeah. I have a question for you. Now, we saw what Jermaine O'Neal did tonight. Can we expect Bogut to do the same kind of thing that O'Neal did tonight?
We should be able to, but I don't think we can. I mean, his post game has just diminished to next to nothing, and that's not to say that he's worthless on offense, because he's such a smart player. You know,
yeah, he's a good passer. He's a very good passer.
And makes the passes. So he makes the offense flow a lot better. I mean, without Iguodala especially, it's crucial to have a guy there that can kind of not handle the ball, but, you know, make the right play and get guys free and hit them in the open spot.
Yeah,
keep things flowing.
When they put Bogut in the high post, and he can dish to either somebody like Thompson posting low or Curry outside, that's when he's good. And he's even good at running the break, dude. Like a couple games ago, before the game that he got suspended in, he led the break a couple times and gave off some nice little dishes. He can handle a rock. So yeah, he can't do what O'Neal did, but he can do things that O'Neal can't do, and we really need him back.
We can hope that he regains a little bit of that post touch, though, because a lot of it is his confidence. He's not doing well from the free throw line. He's missing, you know, those baby hooks close to the rim. So, you know, if he gets a few of those to go down, you know, maybe he gets his confidence back, and we can rely on him. All we need to count on him for is 12 points a game. If we got that from him, we'd be ecstatic, because we know what we're getting from him on D, and as far as, you know, setting the mean picks and making those nice passes on offense.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk quickly about the Pelicans. What did you think of them tonight? Were they a worthy opponent? Should this game have been as close as it was?
The Pelicans should have won this game. I mean, but if when your team is called the Pelicans,
I think it's a psychological
thing. Like, they walk out there every night, like, we're called the goddamn Pelicans. Well, you know, how
dude,
lame is
seriously.
This?
It's terrible. It's horrible. When I didn't know they were changed to the Pelicans. When I saw the thing, I was like, I saw earlier them saying, watch the Warriors versus the Pelicans. I'm like, oh, that must be the D League. The Santa Cruz Warriors are playing some team called the Pelicans.
This is a typo. That would be a worthy thing. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Why don't they do like what Cleveland did? Just reappropriate the Jazz. I mean, what the fuck? Utah Jazz? There's nothing jazzy about Utah.
Utah, they just didn't have a better name in mind. And
I have a great idea for them. Their team name should be the Utah Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah, or the Salt Lakes, or anything but the Jazz.
Yeah, give the Jazz.
There's nothing jazzy about Utah or Salt Lake City. You know, it would be great to have the Jazz back in New Orleans. And you know what's funny is they're going to change. They've given Charlotte the right to change their name back to the Hornets, which never made sense in the first place either. So I'm like, Michael Jordan, as terrible of an owner as he is, why not make them the Charlotte or the Carolina Flight? Wouldn't that make perfect sense on so many levels? And then everybody gets their name back, you know. We get the Jazz in New Orleans. We got the Flight in North Carolina. You know, we get the Jazz and the Tabernacle Choir. Everything is right at that point.
Yeah. All right, well, we're gonna wind things down here in a minute. But before I do, I want to take calls if anybody wants to call in. We do have a couple people on the line. If you want to join the conversation, you call in, you press the number 1, and I'll put you on. We have a caller right now. We're going to go to the phone lines. Unscreen, caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
What's up? It's your buddy KX1.
KX1, what's going on, dude?
Not much. Yeah, that was actually a really fucking close game by one.
Yeah, and dude, and New Orleans could have won it at the buzzer.
Oh, yeah, that ball rimmed out, man. It was closer. Couldn't get any closer.
I did expect New Orleans to win that game, but you know, like you were saying, it's the Pelicans. Who names their team the Pelicans?
I think we're going to be having that conversation for a long time.
I think you said it right. The players themselves are probably just come out with hanging their heads in shame when they say, "And now your New Orleans Pelicans."
And the funny thing is, their uniforms are Mardi Gras colors. Pelicans aren't Mardi Gras. You're better off like painting your uniform like color of pelican. No.
That's terrible.
Yeah, there's some issues there. But, you know, they got a good team, though. I mean, Anthony Davis is an absolute stud. Jrue Holiday was an all-star. Eric Gordon, he's still coming back, just like our guys. Ryan Anderson.
Oh, and they also quietly have Tariq Evans, who actually played pretty good tonight.
And where was he for most of the game? He only played 23 minutes. Didn't they give him $45 million in the offseason?
Yeah, dude, the Warrior announcers were saying how he's going to be a footnote once Curry is like inducted into the Hall of Fame, and you know, this guy won Rookie of the Year, and his career has been on a steady decline, at least statistically, ever since he joined the league.
Yeah,
and according to on ESPN going on right now, that's what they're about to talk. They're about to talk about the Warriors on the next two topics, about the win by one, as well as title shot, their chances of maybe a title shot this year. Who knows?
Dude, I'm telling you, bro, if they get healthy and up to speed and on the same page, it's an absolute possibility. No, there's no reason
even as the eighth seed, they could be the eighth seed and they'd have a puncher's chance, the same puncher's chance at it, you know, because they could get hot for weeks at a time and just shoot everybody down.
Yeah.
Well, definitely, no doubt. The thing is, with their unfortunate amount of injuries that they have, it's definitely hurting the team, whether people see it or not. But in time, people will get healthy. They will come back, and I see the team doing a lot better, breaking away and doing a lot better than what it's doing now. But unfortunately, glad to see them not go on a four-game losing streak and actually turn it into a win.
Yeah. Okay, before we wrap things up, trapped in Golden State, let's talk about tomorrow's game real quick. Dallas, what are your thoughts?
I expect Monte to have a big game. He's gonna really be looking to show the fans out here he's still got it. And I'm actually very happy for him because playing next to Dirk, he's finally not the best player on his team. Any team he's the best player is going to suck. But if he's got someone else to play off, he can be that efficient player he was back in 2007, you know? So I think he'll hurt us, and hopefully having Bogut back is going to help us in the middle. Might have some problems on Dirk. I think Draymond's a good matchup for Dirk, so look out for that.
Sweet. I will. And that'll be tomorrow night in Dallas. Let's quickly get final thoughts here. Go ahead. I forgot your name already, dude.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely a good game. I sat and watched it briefly. I mean, my point would be that if O'Neal and a couple other players can keep on doing what they're doing and performing, there would be no doubt, especially as the players come off the bench from being injured, I can see the Golden State progressing a lot more and maybe making a playoff run and perhaps maybe going all the way. But we'll have to see how it goes.
No doubt. Okay, trapped in Golden State. Final thoughts on tonight's game, and then plug your blog or whatever.
Well, for tonight's game, you know, I can't say it enough how nice it was to get a win that Beck to get. They need to pull out more games like this when they're shorthanded, because, you know, with guys like Curry and Bogut, you're going to play shorthanded some nights. I hope that they don't rush Iguodala back. That hamstring scares the hell out of me. I want him available for the stretch run. So even going on a four-game losing streak right now is better than rushing him back. They need to be, even if, I don't care if they're the eighth seed, just make the playoffs with everybody healthy, and we got a shot at anybody. And, man, Google me, Trapped in Golden State. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I got trappedingoldenstate.com. I've got my store that's actually on the Facebook page, and trappedingoldenstate.bigcartel.com. So I've got hoodies and shirts, and I got some new designs that I'm coming out with before Christmas. So check me out, and I promise anybody that was following me since the beginning, I will be blogging again. I got to stay with my core values, got to stick with my roots, stick with the people who basically put me in the position I am. It's been kind of a whirlwind 2 years. Lots happened since I started.
And once again, so, the blog is, tell us the blog address again.
TrappedInGoldenState.com.
Right on. Well, thanks for joining me tonight. Thank you, Juan Nadas, Jay Geronimo, and Chef Bone RD for joining me tonight and for listening. Thank you guys for hanging out in the chat. I'm sorry that it wasn't quite as lulls filled as you might be accustomed to, but I had a great time, and this is going to be this will, of course, be posted as a podcast. You can download it through subscribing on iTunes. And you can also just listen to it in the archives online streaming at blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. Check out my blog, Blog Talk. My blog is vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. And you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Thank you for joining me tonight. Until next time, I'm going to dedicate this track here to Jermaine O'Neal, for player of the game tonight. 18 points, filling in for Bogut. Good job, Jermaine. May God bless you. May God bless everybody. And once again, congratulations, Jermaine O'Neal, for showing your ass. Peace out, yo.
No more cash. Mama's imitating my logo fast. Better take the open blast. Now it's time for you to show your ass. They ain't handing out no more cash. Mama's imitating my logo fast. Better take the open blast. Now this is moment, focus, blocks unloaded. Scrapping for a bag of gold rings and clothing. Whole life saving tears under the molding. Mama said knock them out, and I'm quoting. You're voting, which you're hoping will stop the guns from smoking. Is someone fucking joking? They're bankers and she's clothing. I know places where the kids keep croaking, lacking the essential vitamins and protein. Hustling and hypey, are eloping. I'm the best man, busting shots and toasting. Tipping great boots, get clipped off the bird. Come Sunday morning, get tripped off the word. TV and them preachers got pimps talking birds. Setting us up to be ripped off and served. You flipped all them birds, so your funds act right. Here come the drought, whole things have price. My high school career counselor's advice. Little niggas act nice for y'all beans and rice. I got some light, baby, take it to the head. Gives a fuck if it's prime and dread. Never sit to the locals of the bed. See, they trying to break us so they don't have to break bread. Cause Uncle Sam ain't the baker, he's the butcher. We all on punk with no Ashton Kutcher. We're balling our throat, cut throats, kaputcha. Ain't never took dope, but the dope then took it. Stop flying, no glory, man, cut it down. The job ain't paying right, shut it down. The car got 18s, let it pound. And if we ever gonna do it, let's do it now. See, now time for you to show your ass. They ain't handing out no more cash. Mama's imitating my logo fast, better take the open blast. Now it's time for you to show your ass, they ain't handing out no more cash. Mama's imitating my logo fast, better take the open blast.
Where they flirt with disaster, some kids death. Had mass when the orgy to the no one left. They finger fucking Lady Liberty under her dress. And since I didn't say this under my breath, I might be under arrest. Now let me introduce my play name, Ray Riley. You could call me.
We don't matter power, then spread the loot. We need to drive the freedom train, not rock a boot. And you could tell by the way I walk my walk. There's a corner behind me holding charge. Cause you work for the county, who work for the state, who work for the boss, man, eating off your plate. We ain't one dimensional, act intentional. Looking for the liquor, so what them hubbers in for? We raised by the street light. Praise for the street fight. Days we ain't eat right. Haze the complete life. Had to make homes out of muck and dirt. Just to get dinner, take luck and work. They don't need me, my rights, they induct the curse. So you're cordially invited to go buck for ducking up. Now it's time for you to show your ass. They ain't handing out no more cash. Mama just made my logo fast. Better take safety off and blast. Now it's time for you to show your ass. They ain't handing out no more cash. Mama just made my logo fast. Better take safety off and blast.
Organize. It's introduction of a new breed of stand up. Organize.